This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You have heard, probably, stories of people fleeing big cities in droves. And yes, in some cities and in some limited numbers, people are leaving. But overall, Americans have moved less during this pandemic, not more. And there are studies showing Americans have been less and less on the move for decades now, and it's not because they are thrilled where they are. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
So a lot of New Yorkers might find this story familiar.
After a week or two of both working from home and our 500 square foot Brooklyn apartment, we just realized, you know, we needed some more space.
Jessie Gerritsen and her fiance left Brooklyn and moved to Pennsylvania. A study by moving company Hire a Helper found 80% more of its clients moved out of New York than moved into it between March and June. But that is New York, and that is the pandemic. Most everywhere else, and up until the start of the pandemic, Americans have been moving less.
We have reached a post-World War II low.
William Fry is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He's talking about last year. 9.3% of Americans moved in 2019. That is less than half the number in the 50s and 60s.
Really, the last 10 years, the drop-off has been bigger.
A lot of this is that usually young people move more than anyone, and a whole generation has had a rough time this past decade.
They were hit by the 1-2 punch of a bad housing market and a bad labor market.
Part of it is also that Americans just don't change jobs as much as they used to, according to Evan Starr at the University of Maryland's Smith School of Business. But all that could change, he says, in a work-from-home world.
It's much easier to change jobs if you're just sitting at your computer. And so I think that the growth in work from home that the pandemic has spurred is going to reduce labor market frictions.
But only for people who can work from home. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.